Let's go to line number two and join Laura Radcliffe. Laura is a financial advisor in Aurora, Ohio for Edward Jones, which is a brokerage house financial planner with a, I guess, what is it, across the country and Canada as well? That's how big Edward Jones. Maybe give us a little background on Edward Jones before we talk about this new poll. Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, so Edward Jones has been around since 1922, and we have advisors all over the United States and Canada, and we want to make sure that we have advisors where our clients live and work. And so that's why we have so many offices nationwide.
Very good. And how long have you been working as a financial advisor for Edward Jones?
I've been with Edward Jones now for a little over 11 years.
Good. Interesting year navigating with the fluctuations in the market. A little topsy-turvy there. How are we faring at Edward Jones?
You know, very well. The turbulence that we've seen in the market has given us the opportunity to really reach out and talk to our clients on a regular basis.
Yeah. When it drops like that, oh, it's a buying opportunity. But sometimes you just never know how low it's going to go. But a lot of that has rebounded, so that's certainly good news. Well, let's talk about retirement here. And I was reading that Edward Jones was part of a study, and it was pretty comprehensive, 9,000 people and a number of generations here, titled The Four Pillars of the New Retirement. Not the old retirement, I guess a new retirement. Explain this to me. Talk to me about this survey. I'm sure you've looked at all the details into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. We surveyed 9,000 adults across five generations in both the United States and Canada. And what we found is that retirement today is really being redefined. Instead of being viewed as a time to wind down, what we found is that more than half of retirees see retirement as a whole new chapter filled with new choices, freedoms, and challenges. And there are four key elements, which we call them the four pillars, that are essential to living well in retirement: health, family, purpose, and finances. Those who are prepared to make the transitions in these four areas are more likely to report a higher quality of life in retirement.
Very good. Is there any specific importance to each one of those? Is health number one? I mean, well, you often say if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. But is that the number one priority in retirement age?
Well, it's not that there's any one in particular. It's that really these four pillars are highly intertwined in shaping retirees' overall quality of life. And certainly one of the things that retirees are very concerned about is becoming a burden on their family, and that can happen for a multitude of reasons.
I got you. Are many people preparing to avoid that kind of thing? You hear about the cost of nursing homes. Let's start right there. Is there ways to do that as far as putting money aside, thinking about that? What's your answer?
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that we found is that 53% of retirees identified their greatest financial worry as health care costs, including long-term care. And this concern is echoed by pre-retirees who have no idea what those costs may look like in retirement. So we can help people understand and plan for those costs. And there are things that you can do, such as look at ways to pay for an extended care need with long-term care type of coverage that we can help with.
Mm-hmm. Now, you covered various generations in your survey. And,
we did.
And maybe you could get into some specifics on that, how young people, and now Generation Z, I saw that in the press release. What's Generation Z? I need some explaining on that. Let's start right there.
Well, Generation Z is going to be some of our younger folks that you know, maybe are not used to saving for retirement yet or are not as involved in investments as some of the older folks are.
Okay. And then you have the millennials. How are the millennials? And the millennials are people pretty much in their 30s today, right? 30s all the way up to the maybe early 40s?
Yeah, and millennials, they have actually now been through a couple different recessions. So they are trying to prepare for retirement, but at the same time have experienced those recessions and are a little bit uneasy.
Okay. Now, what about the baby boomers? I guess out of the generations that we're speaking to right now, they seem to be doing a little bit better. They maybe because their parents, and I can speak to that. Their parents said, you gotta save. There's gonna be a time in your life where you're gonna say, oh, I should have saved more. Talk to me about that.
Right. And, you know, baby boomers are saving and preparing for retirement as they're moving into the retirement phase of their life. But that's where a financial advisor can really help make sure that you are on track for retirement and adapt to some of the changes that you're facing as you move into that retirement phase.
Mm-hmm. But there's still a number of people that have to work longer. Let's zero in on this, I guess, the survey. This is in northeastern Ohio, and I would imagine it's mirrored in various other areas in the country. 23%, so almost one out of four of northeast Ohio residents plan to retire later, and that's primarily because of the pandemic?
That's correct.
Were they like caught off guard by this? What are you hearing?
Well, I think more than anything, it's that we have had people who have been furloughed from their job or lost their job. But the other thing that we're finding is that Americans are providing financial support to adult children as well. So they are using some of their nest egg to help their family members. And in talking to U.S. retirees, 71% of them actually are willing to provide support to their family, even if it jeopardizes their financial future.
Wow. Everything for their kids, right?
Exactly.
Oh, boy. So do we have any specifics on how much longer they plan to work? And you know, when we talk about retirement, are we still talking like 60, 65? I mean, Social Security is now like 66. What is the retirement age today because of the challenges of the pandemic?
Well, we don't know for sure what that's going to look like. I mean, yes, the Social Security normal retirement age today is actually 67. And people do talk more about retiring 65, 66, 67. But because of the pandemic, they may be delaying that retirement even a little bit longer. Some people actually, though, are delaying retirement also because they choose to. They like to feel useful. They like to have that purpose in their life. And so that's one of the other reasons that people are working longer.
Yeah, and you mentioned that in the survey. That there's some people, they're done. They worked maybe 30 years, 35 years, 40 years at a specific job, and they get to the retirement age. They feel pretty comfortable. But they're not going to sit around and do anything or play golf all day. They may want to try something new. They've got a steady income coming in because they planned well. They got pension benefits, so on and so forth. What are you seeing in your client base? You're getting people out there that are, hey, you know what? I still feel pretty young. I'm going to try something different right now. What's the scenario there?
So just like what you said, retirees, they don't really miss the paychecks. What they miss are the people and the purpose when they retire. And 31% of new retirees say they're struggling to find purpose. What they want is really to feel useful. So some people are volunteering. Some people are helping out their families. Some people are doing additional business-type things, just in a different role. But what we did find is that 89% of Americans and Canadians alike feel there should be more ways for retirees to use their talent and knowledge for the benefit of their communities and society at large. So retirement, again, it's not just about the money. It is about really having a purpose and feeling useful.
So you see a lot of people like volunteering their time to help others out in retirement because they have the extra time on their hands and they're still getting a paycheck. Is that what's happening?
That's correct. That's one of the things that we're seeing.
Yeah, yeah. Do you deal with a lot of, is there any specific generation that you're dealing with right now? You mentioned the Generation Z. They probably don't have much money. The millennials have gone through a couple of financial meltdowns here. I guess the big question here is, how much do you need to save in today's environment? I mean, there's a lot of people, as you well know, that are living paycheck to paycheck. You're saying, I'm lucky if I get through next week. I can't think about when I'm in the 60s or 70s. How do you address a situation like that?
Well, and we do hear that a lot. And that's one of the reasons that we do often find people who are getting closer to retirement, you know, late 40s, early 50s, really starting to think about putting a plan in place. But those young folks who start with a plan at a younger age are much more prepared for retirement down the road, because the earlier you start, the less you will have to save in order to have that type of retirement that you want. And we are oftentimes helping people put strategies in place to make that happen. But today it's really not about, you know, what's your number or saving to a particular amount of money. It's about understanding what they want their lifestyle to be like in retirement and how much that might cost, so that we can project across all of their income sources how much money they need to save in order to make that type of lifestyle happen for them down the road.
When you're talking about saving, I'm trying to address the person that may be in their late 20s, early 30s. You got to put something aside. Is there a certain percentage of your income that you better start putting away? Because if you think about that, say, let's just use an example of somebody in their 30s. You got like 35, 40 years before they retire.
Right.
What's your best advice, Laura?
The very first thing I tell everybody is to make sure that if your employer offers a 401k and they have an employer match in that 401k, that you at the very least save enough to get that full employer match. Because if you don't, you're walking away from free money.
Very good advice, and I hope a lot of people are doing that. Laura, very good. Laura Radcliffe, Edward Jones, based in Northeastern Ohio, in Aurora, Ohio. Anybody listening right now, Laura, wants to get some more information? Should they contact you? Go to the national website? What's your advice?
The best place to go is edwardjones.com, where you can get information by going to edwardjones.com/new retirement. You can get information on this particular survey, but you also can find an Edward Jones advisor in your area.
Very good. Laura, thank you so much. Learned a lot today. Hopefully our listeners did as well. So you take care and be safe, all right?
Thank you. You too.
All right, that's it for another edition of America's Workforce. Coming up tomorrow, our segment with John Russo on behalf of Working Class Perspectives and the latest from the United Steelworkers. Until then, all of you have a safe, wonderful day.